Blog Talk Radio.
Invite the presence of the Lord. We invite your presence in this place. We gather here today in your name. the power, and the glory forever.
Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Lord, we just bless you. We thank you. We honor you. We adore you, Lord God. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you that your word says that if two or more are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst. We thank you for being in the midst today, Lord God. For those who have been on this Get 'Em Radio, Praying in Tongues Tuesday before, and those that are brand spanking new to the broadcast, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that you're touching all of us in the name of Jesus. And then, Lord God, we thank you that you're using all of us and speaking through all of us. You're speaking to us and speaking through us all over the world. And we bless your name for it, Lord God. Hallelujah. Have your way. Move by your spirit. Do as only you can do. And we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Well, welcome to God in the Midst, Get 'Em Radio's Praying in Tongues Tuesday. So good to see all of you on the line with us today. And we just know that God is doing something. Glory to God. And it's good. Hallelujah. And whatever he's doing, we want to be a part of it. And you're here, so that means we're all together. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's see who's going to be praying in tongues today. Glory to God. We're going to begin with Reverend Treva. I'm opening up everybody's line who's going to pray in tongues. So we have Reverend Treva. We have Minister Rachel and family. Then we have Minister Carrie. And then we have Evangelist Shirley, and quite possibly her daughter, Sister Jans, is going to be praying with her during that time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So all of you who are praying in tongues, your lines are open. Hallelujah. I'm opening up everybody's line. And so make sure that your phones are muted. Hallelujah. So we don't hear any background noise or anything. Make sure your lines are muted. We're opening up also Pastor Catherine's line I'm expecting a very important phone call to come in. It may come in during our time together. And if it does, Pastor Catherine will come on. It shouldn't take that long to do that phone call, but Pastor Catherine will come on and keep things going for us. Praise the Lord. Amen. In fact, you know what? Just in case she has to do that, I'm going to open up everybody's line. And so please mute your line. Mute your phone for me, please. And then that way, if she has to jump in, then she can keep everything going if you all have any interpretation. Praise God. So everybody mute your phone. I'll say it again. Everybody mute your phone. Hallelujah. And then when it comes time to say something, you can unmute your own phone. Glory to God. Thank you all so much for that. Okay, so let's get started. Reverend Treva, you may begin.
Tell me, Yerika, for that, to him, Yerika, Ara, Ebiere kahana ke he bieri ero ko ora da ana. Ishikaraha bahara ke he ri ebiere ko oba ara. Mini amahana kahana ke he bili ero ko oro ko oro. Emi amahana ke he ri ero ko horo da miere ko ora te. Emi ere ro horo hora kahara ke biere ko horo te. Emi amahana ke he bieri ero ko horo te. Emi amahana ke he bie bahara ko horo te. Emi li ri ero ko ho mahana ke he menele ka. E mia re kohora te he bia re kohora te he. E mia bahara te he bia re kohora te bia re kohora te. E mia re koho bahara te he li re kohora te. Mia bia re kohora te he li re. Ze bia re kohora te he bia re kohora te ha mia re kohora na bahara te he li re kohora. I bia re kohora te he bia re kohora te e le bia le le kohora. E mia makahana te he bili I bia re kohora te. Bia re koho mahana te he le bia re kohora te. I zi bia re kohora te he bia re kohora. E mia re kohona te he le bia re kohora te. I bia re kohora te he bia re kohora te bia re kohora. E mia mahana te he le bia kohora te. E bia re kohora te he bia re kohora. Bili re kohora te. He bia e bia ro kohoro te bia ro kohoro te I bili re kohoro te he li re kohoro te I bili re kohoro te bia ro kohoro te bia ro kohoro te e bia ro kohoro te bia ro kohoro te e bia ro kohoro te bia ro kohoro te he bia ro kohoro te e bia ro kohoro te bia ro kohoro te e me na kohoro te bia ro kohoro te Ni mene ko hora te bele kera kera ala ta lebe ibi di yero ko hora te hebri yero ko hora te hebi yero ko ora ibi le na hora te hebi yero ko hora te hebi yero ko ora te ibi yero ko hora te hebi yero ko ho ibi yero ko hora te hebi yero ko ora te ebi yero ko o imi na kahana te le di yero ko hora te hebi yero ko ora te Biara kohora te he biara kohora te Ishikarara te he biara kohora te he biara ko o Imiana kohona te he biara kohora te he biara ka Libiara kohora te he biara kohora te he biara kohora te Libi ishikahara te he biara kohomara te he Libiara kohora te biara kohora te biara ko o Imiana kohora te biara le Ibiere kohora te 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 ibiere kohora
Era Shandi and Mia Haya. Yes, Lord. Ikayana mashanda ro koya mahaya. E no di sisi ana mashanda re di ana mase. E la ro shandi ana mokari yanya mashanda yo yana mahaya. Ikayana mashanda. Nation of Maya, Nike Rese, Sisi no Moshan, de Rero Rossi no Mahaya. Ikayana mashanda ro koya mahaya. Ikayana mashanda ro ser mahaya.
Hallelujah. I Thank you, Lord God Almighty. Shalala la 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 la
Ya la 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 Ye la 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 di da la 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 di da la di di di. Ye le 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 di da la di di di. Ye la 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 di da la le di da la di di di. Ye la 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 di da la le di da la di di di. Ye la 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 di da la le di 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 di. Ye le 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 di da la le di 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 di. Ye la 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 di da la le di 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 di.
To the Son and to the Holy Spirit, Mashanda Bakashanda. Manyata siete sete sepe, ora pakashata sayeta maa, ora pakashata siete sepe, ayeta siete, ayeta siete me, ayeta se, ayeta siete shoda manayeta, ora pakashata siete me, ora pakashata, hallelujah. Ora baka siete siete se hayata siete ora baka siete ene sheta siete naya o bashata ishe chamana shite siete ora baka shite siete se eyo to shite sisi ho maya sha ishe ta siye namase. Ho ma shata siete se, ho ma kashiete se ye maha, ho ma shaka siete se ye na se, hallelujah. Oro ba kashite se siete se, ho ma shata sa leve shete siete, ho ma shata sa ye na ayata se, ho ma na siete se, ho ma shata siete se. Bashata siete se, o bashata siete se, o mashata siete se, ayashata siete se, e shatara mahayati, e shatata siete se, e shita siete no. do. Oh, mama, kasiye to say. Ye, Lord, ye, Lord, ye, Lord. Malako shana makasi. Join in whenever you want, Jan. Mo, 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 kosha to see to say. Ayata siye to see to say. Oh, mama, masha. Hallelujah. Oh, mama, masha. Holy, holy, holy art thou, Lord God Almighty. Holy, 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 oh, mama, my hallelujah, hallelujah, more to say, hallelujah, hallelujah, Manakasheta sirieta say, Eleta sirieta say, Nemeko, Oramaka sirieta say, hallelujah to your name, Nene Kasarieta see, hallelujah to your name, Ekasarieta say, hallelujah to your name, glory is your name. Hallelujah. That should to signify your toll. We magnify your name. Oramakasaya ta say. We glorify your name. Yele. Ayata siyata siyata. Oyata siyata siyato. Oyata siyata siyate. Ayata siyata siyate. Oh, my shana nishe to say. No mana kasiye to say. Oh, mama shita sa sariata. Oh, mama siye to say. Ne kosha ta sariata sa. Oh, my shataya to say. He shita siye to say. Holy, holy, holy.
Da aye ke de nala ayosoma aye ke yosoma ayosho koye mana ya de gweoso ye de masaba a ye seye na ye de ye se de yosho kwa haye de inata de ye se na aye se de ye se maha gweye se maha ye de inasta ye ioto Gweoso maha ye de, iasha naha, de ye se gi iasa. Gweono be inada de ye se kweosho, lina aye ke de iasa, ye gweono, dunastare ka ye de iasa. Mane heo shuma kwa, de ye se gia de la kwa na ye, gia de gweono so. De ye se kweya sada, ya sha gweyo so, ye de na kwa de ya ta, ye se gya de na te, yo so miyoto, ye se gweyo ho, manyaha ye gya sada, me se gya de eolo, mana a ye se, ya sha gweyo so, me de gya ta ya se, Yasa de Ioso. Nia ta ye she gueoso. Mana ha ye. Iasada. Ye se ye iase. Dia de na de nasa. Me ye she kiasa. Me ye gueo no. Mikia de ye she aba. Ye dia se gueoso. Dia da ye se kina da ye ke. Me ye se nia tagua. Me ya de dia sa da ya. Mia tagua de iasa de ye se nomada ye keo shoma haye iata ye se diata ye keo no de ye se kiasa da a ye keo no te ke na da ye keo so hui ke na iata yasa ye se gwe iate ye na se ye si na masha de ye se giata. Iasa de iasa, wohoma de inaha, ye se giata, ye se gueyasa, diasa dia dia se heoso, mia de ye shege, iasa de a de ia deasa, ye se gia shamaha, ye se gia ma aye te iase, na ye ke ma aye de ise. Gue ono maha ye dia se, na se na ha ye si o sho. Kwe no ma na ha ye ge e o so. Ne se kwa, de se na. Ye a de gue o so bia te. Ye se maha ye de o so. Me de na ha ye se ki a sha da a. Le he ono ma. Ye si a de. Kwe ya sa maha ye dia da. Wa da na ha ye ke. Ye se ki iasa, dia na haye gweyo sho, mia da ye se kiana, ye se ge ia de gi iyo shoma, yasa na haye, dia sa da aye tia, dio soma ye kiata, dia na ha gwe umaha, ye se yata, aye se mahaye ke yo mahaye, no no ma ye de iata. Mia tagwe oso, media na ha, dia sana aye se kia se, ia shana haye, ia sana aye gumaha, ye sheo maha, ye dea dia te, de ye se maha, de ye se kia sana aye de iata, ye ina haye tioso, me she koyaba. Ye tia sada a ye keoso. Hoi keo no ma a ye ye shikia de sioto. De ye keo ma a ye de. Ye she kia ta. Ye sama ha ye tioso. Mia sa na ha ye ke. Ye se mia ta. Kweo so bia ta na ye. Bia de na ta ye gwa. Ye sioto mia she gwe eo no. Kweo soma ha, la ye keo no soma a ye, ia sa de ia ta ye she, ki mia sa na a ye se, ki a sa na a ye kio so, mia ta ye si kio no so, de ya se na a ye.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. Amen. And thank you all for praying in tongues today. Hallelujah. We give God glory. Amen. Let's go to our scriptures that we stand on as we're praying in tongues. Romans 8, 26 and 27. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is in the mind of the Spirit, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. So we just thank God that he was making intercession for us as we were praying in tongues and making intercession through us in the name of Jesus. We give God all the glory. And this is all about the will of God. We're going into our time of interpretation, Habakkuk 2:1. I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower and will watch to see what he will say unto me. Amen. So he was talking to us today. He is talking to us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And he's revealing to us by his Spirit. Amen. Deuteronomy 29:29 says, the secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may observe all the words of this law. Amen. Amen. So we're going to begin our time of interpretation. And thank you all so much. Everyone does have their mute on. Thank you for that. Continue to have your mute on. Your lines will be open. Hallelujah. So continue to have your mute on so we're not hearing any background noise, and we didn't hear any. So thank you so much. So now we're going to let those who prayed in tongues give their interpretations first. If you have an interpretation from the Lord, please press your number one key so that you can be in the queue. Amen. Hallelujah. And everybody has a part in this. You just got on the line and you didn't hear anybody praying in tongues, the Lord can still speak through you. There were times where people weren't able to get on the line until after we finished speaking in tongues, but the Lord was saying something through them. Hallelujah. A song gave them a word, and it fit right in with what was going on in the spirit, because God was speaking through them. So he knows the end from the beginning. Amen. So everybody has a part to play. So let God use you. Amen. Amen. Okay, we're going to start with those who prayed in tongues. We start with Reverend Treva, and then Minister Rachel and family. And then Minister Carey, and then we have Evangelist Shirley and Sister Janza. So good to have you guys. We haven't heard from you in a long time, so it's good to have you all on the line. Good to have all of you here. Praise the Lord. Amen. Go ahead, Reverend Treva. You may begin.
Hello. Good afternoon, everyone. Today what I heard when I was praying, God was bringing in waves of joy. There's been a lot of sorrow over these 2 years, and a lot because of the plague. And it's a big wind of change, almost like a counter tornado, waving through the land, going from east to west. And it's a cleansing taking place, building up. He's restoring joy, even though these times still look in some aspects with our economy and everything taking a hit. God is in the midst. He's working behind the scenes, and he's turning things around. People have begun to come to him. Not only has have his people begin to turn their faces to him. But many who were unsaved have come to him, and it's sparking a revival. It doesn't always look like it, but God is in the midst, and he's working behind the scenes to worship him and to continue to praise him and to stay close to him, because the winds of change, they're sweeping across. As a tornado usually goes from east to west, north to south, it's going the opposite way. Things are being restored. Things are being rebuilt. God's doing the work in this country and around the world. And I heard more of God building up story and more worship when Sister Rachel and her family were praying. It was just beautiful. By the time I got to, I think you said Evangelist Shirley. Who was next?
I was half asleep.
So I didn't really get anything on that end.
Okay. That's fine. And, you know, go out in the spirit. I'll say you went out in the spirit. That's fine.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen. God bless everyone.
Amen. Thank you, Reverend Treva. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. And I truly believe that for some people coming on this line, is there time for rest? And, you know, don't think it's strange or that you're out of order if you go out in the spirit. I'll say going out in the spirit, not like you're falling asleep because you're bored or anything. I believe that God is still working on us. Even if he takes us out in the spirit for a while, the anointing is tremendous on this line. Hallelujah. And so that, and it's sweet. Hallelujah. And some of us do need some rest, a place where we can just rest in the spirit. So just, you know, be okay with yourself if that's what you do here. It's fine. It's in order. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Reverend Treva. Minister Rachel and family. I should have checked my text first. Okay. All right. Minister Rachel and family sent a text. Amen. Because I know things are going on. She may not be able to hang out with us and, you know, through the whole thing where she can talk and everything. And that's okay, too. Okay. So she gave us Psalm 37. That's what she heard, Psalm 37 and Psalm 91. Amen. So please go back and read that and check that out. So Psalm 37 and Psalm 37 and Psalm 91. She also said Isaiah 4. We might read that. It's a little shorter. Psalm 54, verses 13, 14, and 17. And Psalm 54, 13, 14, and 17. And it says, I will teach your children, and they will enjoy great peace. This is the NLT that I'm reading from. That was 13, and Isaiah 54, 13. Isaiah 54, 14 says, you will be secure under a government that is just and fair. Your enemies will stay far away. You will live in peace. Terror will not come near. And then 17 says, but in that coming day, no weapon turned against you will succeed. You will silence every voice raised up to accuse you. These benefits are enjoyed by the servants of the Lord. Their vindication will come from me. I, the Lord, have spoken." Okay, I'm here and hang out here just a little bit longer. Isaiah 54:13 in the King James Version says, "And all thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children." Isaiah 54:14, "In righteousness shall thou be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near thee." And Isaiah 54:17, "No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord." Amen. Okay, let me see. Oh, and then she says, in a song, "All things are working for your good, and this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God." Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for that in the name of Jesus. And we thank God that Minister Rachel's entire household is touched, and all of ours as well. Hallelujah. All things are working together for good, and this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Minister Rachel and family. Okay, and Minister Carey. Welcome, Minister Carey.
Good afternoon, everyone. What I heard was with Reverend Treva, we heard the word heart a couple of times, order, and then I thought I heard Nehemiah. I didn't look up the scripture, but I think I heard that a couple of times, Nehemiah. And then Minister Rachel, I heard the word higher, future, my sake, for my name's sake, nation, and you are my Messiah. I heard that. And we need you. I heard that. Minister Shirley, I just kept hearing the word, say what I say, say, and that was it.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Praise God. Loving all these good interpretations. Amen. Thank you. Okay. Evangelist Shirley and Sister Jansen.
Can you hear me? Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, Jansen, are you still on the phone or are you driving? She may be driving because she's going to another job. I don't know what she got. But anyway, what I have wait a minute. Before just a little before the broadcast started, I got Isaiah. Can you hear me? Just a
yes,
little before the broadcast. Jan, are you there? Okay. Just a little before the broadcast started, I got Isaiah 55. And then I got, by your mercy, I am blessed. That was from me. And your Lord and your tender mercies. That's for Janice. No one higher than you. And I got praise and worship. And I also have interpretation from Reverend Shiva. I was reading it kind of backwards. It says God is in the midst, change. He's going to change things around. He is working behind the scenes. And from
uh,
think that's Rachel. All I got. I do have a question. In some, oh, that's whatever. No, that was. And did you give a Psalm 54?
Psalm 54?
Yes, ma'am.
Did they come? We were reading from Isaiah 54.
Okay, did you give us anything? You gave us Psalms 37, Psalms 91.
Yes.
Okay, and then you gave us Isaiah 54, 13, 14, and 17, right?
Correct.
But you didn't give us another psalm. Reverend Treva, when she was coming, as she was praying, I don't know what this means. I saw, you know, like material. You know how you have that old-fashioned black and white, or the old-fashioned black and white polka dots?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I don't know what form is coming in, but it is either a dress or just a material. She may see somebody with it on, or she may have it herself. I just saw that material.
Okay.
And also, to Minister Rachel and her family. And said, listen to what I say, and said, by faith, you are precious in thy sight. And then Minister Carey is mercy, O God. And that's all I have.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, Sister Janza?
She may be driving because she has to drive to another job.
Oh, okay. All right.
She may be driving. So she's on the highway. Okay. She might be on the highway going to her next job.
I'm on the line.
Oh, come on, girl. Give your interpretation.
I raised up the window so you all won't hear all the static. And I didn't hear the other because I had just gotten on the line. But when the Holy speaking in tongues, the Holy Spirit was also speaking, interpreting in my head. I that's different.
Amen.
But basically, it was a prayer submission, you know, thanking the Lord that, you know, he kept us through the years, sometimes even before we've gotten to the maturity that we have with him, times when we didn't care, you know, for whatever reason. You know, I hate to say it like this, but it's just true. Sometimes some of us, like, including myself, was out in the world. I was raised in church, but, you know, that I had my moments before I knew God for myself.
Amen.
And so it was like, thank you, Lord, for keeping me when I didn't know to and I didn't care as much. But you cared. You love me. You kept
Hallelujah.
Me. And I'm so grateful. And then now, it's like, Lord, open my eyes all the more to see things as you see them, to hear your interpretation, not the interpretation of man, but what you say and how you say it. Help me to reflect you in my speech, in my walk, how I carry myself. Lord, I surrender to you, and I acknowledge God as my Father, Jesus as the Son. And I thank you for the indwelling of your Holy Spirit. It was a prayer
of complete surrender. So that's my interpretation. Thank you. I'm going to get off the line.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Janza. Praise the Lord. Amen. Traveling, going, praying in tongues and interpretation. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And I pray that you are so refreshed as you go to your destination now, just refreshed in the Lord. Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah. Okay, Minister Kent. No, we've gone through everybody, right? Amen. Hallelujah. All right, I'm looking at our studio board here. I don't see anyone's number one key pressed. That doesn't mean anything because sometimes the number one key does not work. Okay. I hear Pastor Catherine saying hers is pushed, but I don't see it on the board, so I'm going to open up your line, Pastor Catherine. Oh, well, you know what? Everybody's line is open. So, Pastor Catherine, go ahead, and anyone after that, you can go ahead and say something. Pastor Catherine, go ahead.
Apostle, the number one is not working.
Okay, number one's not working, but everybody's line is open, so that's a good thing. Okay, thank you, Pastor. Okay, Pastor Catherine?
Yes. Well, good afternoon, everyone. It's so good to hear everybody once again. For Minister Trevor, I just heard many are looking for order. And then Minister Rachel, I heard, don't look to the left or to the right. Just do what I say. Lord, you are my Messiah. And then all of a sudden, I begin to hear the Lord say, for all of us, these prayers are preparation for the days ahead. Keep doing what I say. Nations are depending on your prayers. And then, Minister Carey, I will show myself strong on your behalf. Keep shouting out what I say. And then for Evangelist Shirley, rise up, saints. The Lord is alive. Great is his faithfulness. God is calling us to do what he says. Obey, obey, obey. Keep my word in your heart. Order our steps in your word, Lord. And Sister Janza, do everything in love. And then I just went to the love scripture, 1 Corinthians 13:7. And this I got the Amplified version. Love bear all things regardless of what comes. Believe all things, looking for the best in each other. Hope all things, remaining steadfast during difficult times. Endure all things without weakening. Okay, that's it for me today.
Amen. Man, that's good, Pastor Catherine. Amen. Now, go back for me for a second and tell me just the first part where you started with Reverend Trevor, I think. I think it's that first line.
Many are looking for order.
Okay, that's what I needed. Many are looking for order. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Well, anyone else with Pastor, Pastor Price?
Okay. All right. I got my line open. Can you hear me?
Yes, can hear you well.
Okay, all right. Minister Treva, I heard many of the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let them be afraid. You believe in God, believe also in me. I am with you. Remember who is with you. I'm working right now behind the scenes for each one of you, making the crooked places straight, the rough places smooth, so that I may bring you into my very best. Remember that you are mine, and I will take care of you. Let not your heart be troubled. Rest in me, because I am El Rohi, and I do see. All right, then with Minister Rachel and family, I heard I do all that I say. I am your Messiah. I take you higher. The nations are mine. I am faithful to you and to my word. I do all that I say. I am the Lord who healeth you. I do all that I say. I am your Messiah. Hold your faith steady in me. All things are working together for good in your behalf. I am your Messiah. I am the greater one in you than any circumstance or situation. I am the Lord your God, the Lord of hosts, strong and mighty in battle. You have taken a hold of me, the Lord your God, your Messiah. You've taken hold of the hem of my garment with your faith. Healing is yours. Provisions are yours. Yes, I do all that I say. No more, no more, no more hindrances. You shall go forth in me victorious in this life. The windows of heaven are open on your behalf. Windows of peace, joy, healing, wholeness, victory, deliverances, prosperity, more than enough. Windows of my purpose, plan, and destiny for your lives. Nations are mine. I do all that I say. Then with Minister Carey, I heard, be still and know that I am God. I am El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one who lifts every load and care. Cast all of your cares onto me. Remember that I am Jehovah, the great I am that I am. I am what you need. I am your peace, your joy, your strength, your Lord, your God. I do see, I do know, and I do care just for you. Continue to keep your faith and trust in me and my word to you that you have in me, that whatever you ask in my name, I do hear and I do answer. Remain steadfast in me, the Lord your God, fixed and firm, and go forth in all that I call you to do. You shall go forth in peace and be led forth with joy. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you. How long? Not long. And all that I have promised you shall surely come to pass. Keep your faith, your trust, your expectation on high alert, looking for me daily with intense expectation as you would for a special delivery that you know is on the way. Do not limit me. What I have promised will surely come to pass. Nothing is too hard for me. Nothing is impossible with me. See it done. See that the victory is won. Do not limit me. With Evangelist Shirley and Minister Janza, I heard, yea, I do all that I say. Yea, I do all that I say. Let not your heart be troubled. Do not worry about a thing. Did I not say that I will take care of you, that I am with you? I am the one who is the greater one in you. Know for surety that I see and I know. I see and I know. I am your Messiah. No matter what anyone says or what they say, I am working mightily just for you. Be encouraged this day. I am undergirding you in your soul. Let not your heart be troubled. Be troubled. Let not your mind or heart be troubled. They will see and know and understand all together that I have done this. Yes, I will get the glory, says the Lord, and show forth my glory upon your life. Glory to God. That's me. I'm going back on mute.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I know I heard several confirmations in there. Praise God. Praise God. Several. Probably more than several confirmations, but amen. Praise God. That was good. Hallelujah. Amen. Anyone else? Your lines are open. You can just begin to speak. Anyone else who has any interpretation? Okay. Make sure your mute is off when you start speaking.
Okay. Good afternoon, Minister Kidd. Do you hear me?
Yes, I do.
Okay, this is Sister Joanne. I just
Hello.
Heard this little light of mine. I'm going to let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. We need to let our light shine now. That's what I heard.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Joanne.
You're welcome.
Time to let our light shine. The one that light the Lord put in us. Time to let it shine. Hallelujah. Okay. Anyone else? All alone to open. Make sure your phone is on mute. Okay.
This is Pastor Catherine.
Yes, Pastor Catherine.
I don't know whether this is I don't think this is interpretation, but when Sister Danza was talking about her life when she was young and she came back to the Lord, the scripture that came to me was, train up a child in the way they should go, and when they're old, they will not depart from it. And I think that, and it's not just about taking our children to church, but it's also about us teaching our children to at home. And so as I see that, I just see the Lord. If we do our part, God's going to do his. So that's it. God bless you.
I think that was an interpretation. It went with one of the scriptures that Minister Rachel gave.
Oh.
Hallelujah. About the children. That's what she, one of the scriptures that she gave was, what was it? Oh, and all thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children. That was a confirmation went along with that with regards to children. Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Anyone else? God is doing something. Anyone else? Any interpretation? All right. And I believe you'll still have a little chance later on. The Lord shows you something. You want to jump in and say something. Praise God. So I will go on with the interpretations that I have. Make sure your phones are on mute, okay? Make sure your phones are on mute. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So what we'll start with is a previous interpretation back from July 13th, 2021. This was the interpretation on that day, or part of it. Higher, higher, higher. I take you higher. Isaiah 57, verses 14 through 21. And shall say, cast ye up, prepare the way. Take a stumbling block out of the way of my people. For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the spirit of the contrite ones. For I will not contend forever, neither will I be always wroth. For the spirit shall fail before me, and the souls which I have made. For the iniquity of his covetousness was I wroth, and smote him. I hid me, and was wroth, and he went on frowardly in the way of his heart. I have seen his way, and will heal him. I will lead him also, and restore comforts unto him, and to his mourners. I create the fruit of the lips, peace, peace, to him that is far off, to him that is near, saith the Lord, and I will heal him. But the wicked are like the troubled sea, when it cannot rest, those, excuse me, whose waters cast up mire and dirt. There is no peace, saith the Lord, to the wicked. Okay, that, you know, reading through that made me think about Vladimir Putin. I'm just saying. Amen. And then many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. That was an interpretation that came forth today as well. Hallelujah. I believe it was Pastor Bright. And then the last part, it says, wash, wash, wash yourself in the water of my word. Behold, I make old things new. I make all things new. Now, that was an interpretation back from July 13th, 2021. Amen. Now, here's the interpretations that I received today. With Reverend Treva, I heard immediately things will begin to happen. There will be changes in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Be at peace and know that I am God. I see all. I know all. Now, someone else said that, and I think someone else heard, be still and know that I am God. Amen. And I see all and know all. I believe that came out as well today. Nothing catches me by surprise. Rest assured. Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. And then while Reverend Treva was speaking, I heard the words heart attack several times. With Minister Rachel, I heard, the nations are mine. Trust me, my children. I know the end from the beginning. I am your Messiah. Be still and know that I am God. There it is again. Be still and know that I am God. Isaiah 40 and verse 31, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Isaiah 55 and verse 5 says, behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and the nations that I knew not, and the nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee, because the Lord thy God, and for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee. Amen. Check your phone and make sure that your mute is on. All the lines are open, so make sure your mute is on. Praise God. Hallelujah. Psalm 100, verses 4 and 5. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be full unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. With Minister Carey, I heard, this is a melody that I'm singing in your soul. Psalm 101 and verse 1. I will sing of your love and justice, Lord. I will praise you with song. Jeremiah 33:11. The sounds of joy and laughter, the joyful noises of bridegrooms and brides will be heard again, along with the joyous sounds of people bringing thanksgiving offerings to the Lord. They will sing, give thanks to the Lord of heaven's army, for the Lord is good. His faithful love endures forever. For I will restore the prosperity of this land to what it was in the past, says the Lord. That was Jeremiah 33:11. Amen. And that was all of that's the NLT. And the last one scripture for this part is Isaiah 11 and verse 10. In that day, the heir to David's throne will be a banner of salvation to all the world. The nations will rally to him. and the land where he lives will be a glorious place. And then with Evangelist Shirley, I heard a couple of scriptures with that. Psalm 74:15, you caused the springs and streams to gush forth, and you dried up rivers that never run dry. And then Ecclesiastes 1:7, rivers run into the sea, but the sea is never full. Then the water returns again to the rivers and flows out again to the sea. And then with Sister Jansa, I heard, there is a time coming when you will be required to make a decision, yes or no, yes or no. Say yes to me, say no to the enemy. You know me, you know right from wrong. Say yes to me. Amen, amen. And those are our interpretations, hallelujah, for this day. Amen. Well, I'm going to give you a chance to say something one more time before we leave, but I'm going to go ahead and do the Lord's Prayer. I'm going to go ahead and pray the prayer of salvation. We can do that together. And then I'll tell you about the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts, and then see if anybody has anything else before we leave today. Amen. Our scriptures are...
Amen. I have something.
Oh, amen. Amen. Sister McDowell, praise God.
Praise the Lord. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Well, one young lady mentioned Nehemiah. I forgot who it was. But I've been listening to, you know, before I go to sleep, I listen to the Audible Bibles. It helps me fall asleep just listening to a word. And I was listening to Ezra and Nehemiah. And it was talking all about all the waste places, how they're being built up. And then as they were building up those city walls, I know a lot of people have been broken through the pandemic, through deaths, a lot of different things happening in their life through the saints. And through all that brokenness, God is building up the walls. And I noticed when they was speaking at Nehemiah, he was talking about the singers and musicians. And they, as mm-hmm. they were building the walls up, hundreds of singers, the musicians, were singing and praising God during that repair. So as God began to repair us and to build us back up, continue to praise God in the process. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I do believe that we are being built up. Hallelujah. Amen. And we're going to see some things. Amen. Even in ourselves with what God is doing, building us up. And it makes me think about that scripture about praying in tongues, building yourself up on your most holy faith. And that's what happens as we pray in tongues. Amen. So thank you for sharing that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Always good to see you on the line, Sir McDowell.
Amen. I'm glad it's available in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, anyone else? Anyone else? In the, I appreciate you all. I appreciate you all with your mutes on your phone. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Okay, John 3:16. Say it again.
Oh, Amber said she had something.
Hi, Amber.
What I was going to say was, you forgot it? Ask Gabrielle what she wanted to say.
I think she
Lord help us.
It's okay, Amber.
Okay, we're going to see if God's going to bless us all.
Okay, that was Amber. She said God's going to bless us all.
It's more of a scripture.
Oh, Gabrielle said it's more of a scripture.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of thine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Sounds like you memorized that, huh?
Yeah,
I
remember
this. Yes. I enjoyed it.
Okay, good. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. And that's a lot. Psalm 23. Amen. And Amber, did you remember what you were going to say?
Nope.
Okay, maybe next time. Write it down. Okay, while you're waiting, maybe next time write it down so you can tell us. Because I know it's important. Okay. All right. Thank you. Anything else, you guys? All right.
I don't think it.
What'd you say? You don't think so?
Saying, yeah. You're saying we love y'all, and everybody's feeling a lot better.
Great. Amen. I'm glad to hear that. Hallelujah. Healing all over the house and everybody. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
And,
I need to take a...
Amen. All right. Hallelujah. Going back to John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And then Romans 10:9 says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Amen. So if you believe and you just make a choice to believe in your heart, the Bible and what Jesus said, and then you speak it out of your mouth, and that's confessing out of your mouth. You speak it out of your mouth, then you shall be saved. So repeat after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me and that God raised you from the dead. Come into my heart. Come into my life, be my Lord, and be my Savior. Show me your way, and help me to follow you. And now I know, according to the Bible, I'm saved, I'm born again, and heaven is my home. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So we just thank God for all of you who have prayed that prayer for this. We don't know. This may be in the year 3030. Hallelujah. You may be listening to this. You might have found this recording somewhere. This is your time. And you prayed that prayer and you are saved. You are born again. Hallelujah.
And if you found this Get 'Em Radio, Praying in Tongues Tuesday, or any of the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts, you have found a treasure. And the Lord will minister to you. He will minister life to you through all of our broadcasts. Hallelujah. And so just begin to listen to them. If you're way in the future, if you are right now in this time, in this dispensation, then you can meet with us. We are here, the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. You can call in. Our number is 516-418-5699. And every Sunday morning, we are here, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. This Sunday, we will actually, I'm going to be preaching on this Sunday. And Pastor Mom is our senior pastor. And Pastor Mom, Willie B. McCoy, is our senior pastor. I'm Apostle Barbara Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. And this Sunday, on the 15th, I'm going to be preaching about sanctification. We're still in our doing our series on salvation, which includes justification, sanctification, and glorification. So I'm going to be talking about sanctification and giving really some examples of what it looks like to walk in sanctification. Hallelujah, how to grow in sanctification. Amen. I'm going to give some of the examples from my life about what the Lord has taught me over time. Hallelujah. Okay, so that's this Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. On Monday, we have our Bible teaching with Dr. Lorraine Navarro, and it's called Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures. 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, and you call this same phone number, 516-418-599, for all of our broadcasts. Now, on tomorrow, hallelujah, where did I go? Oh, I skipped. I went Tuesday, every Tuesday, we come together and we pray in tongues and have interpretation of tongues. That's every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, and we love all of you who volunteer and all of you who are on the line. Come on. But still, we'd love for you to volunteer. Amen. And we had volunteers today that was just wonderful. So please consider being a volunteer. Even if you can't stay on all the time, at least come in and pray. Let me know if you need to be first or something. And then if you need to go on and do other things. So let me know. Amen. So we're our Praying in Tongues Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. And then on Wednesday, tomorrow, hallelujah, May 11th, 2022, we have our healing broadcast, our healing service. And it is called Prophetic Healing. We have our co-host, Elder Philip Harkey, along with his wife, Minister Linda Harkey. Tomorrow night, God is still in the healing business, and people have been getting healed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So if you're in need of healing, you know someone else who is in need of healing, let them know so that they can call in on tomorrow night, same number, 516-418-5699, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And then on Thursday, we have our Thursday edition of God in the Mist, Get 'Em Radio. This month, we're hearing from wise mothers. Hallelujah. And our wise mother on this Thursday will be Dr. Leslie Barker. So she will be with us 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. And I'm sure she has a lot to say. She homeschooled for a long time. Amen. And now all of her children are grown, and she has grandchildren. And so she has a lot to share from the wisdom of God on this Thursday. Amen. Amen. So thank you all so much for calling in. We're going to get ready to close out in prayer. I just wanted to know if anyone had anything else to say. Most of your lines are still open. And I want to give you a chance to say something. All right. Amen. So let's pray. Let's pray out. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for all that you've done today, Lord God. The things that we saw, the things we haven't even seen yet. We bless your name, Lord God. We thank you for redeeming the time that we've spent here today. In the name of Jesus, everything that we need to do today, Lord, we'll be able to do it quickly and with excellence. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord God. We give you praise. We give you glory. And we thank you for just giving us even more revelation of what has happened today. Just show us more of what you're doing, Lord, and help us to walk in your will, your way, your purpose, and your plan. We love you so much, Lord. Name, amen and amen. And we're going to go ahead and close the way that we opened with invitation by Minister Joy Bryant. Have a blessed rest of the day, everyone.
Invite the presence of the Lord. We invite your presence in this place. We gather here today in your name. You are
The power and the glory forever.